Right, hello, it's Mark Connolly on Castledown FM. I'm talking to Baz Warne, guitarist and lead singer of The Stranglers, a band that I've been following for over 40 years. So, how are you, Baz, all right?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you this fine morning?
I'm very well, thank you. It's nice and sunny, so, yep, everything's good.
Good.
Yeah. So, for a long time, I suppose you were the new boy on the block with the band.
You could say that.
But no longer, because we've got Jim McCauley, who's taken over the reins from Jet Black on the drums, You're no longer the newbie. But
it was, it took, I mean, I'm always going to be the new boy, but I mean, it's been 18 years now, and I am actually the next longest serving member, next to the other three guys.
That's right.
So, I joined the band in April 2000, so it's always easy to remember. and here we are, you know.
Yes. How did it come about, actually joining the band?
I was in another group from the northeast, where I'm from, and we went out on tour with the boys in 2005. Not 2005, 1995.
I was going to say, that's after.
And then 1997. When they decided to part company with the other guitarist, they drew up a short list of people who they'd remembered from past sort of liaisons, if you like. I was one of them. By that time, the band that I'd been in had broken up, so there was just, I was married and sort of pottering around the northeast, playing in various groups, doing solo stuff, recording, sort of acoustic and scratching a living, I think would be the term, as a musician. And I got this opportunity. I was 36, which, you know, your average man only lives till he's 72, so I'd half my life I was through, and I thought, well, have a stab. I mean, I always loved the Stranglers, and of course I toured with the band twice, so I knew the lads as well.
Yeah.
Went to London. I was on the dole, so I had to borrow £100 off a friend of mine. Got the train down from Newcastle, got the gig on the spot, and 10 days later we were in Kosovo, playing for the United Nations.
Oh, right, yes, yeah, so the band did quite a lot of stuff in the old Yugoslavia, didn't they?
That's right, yeah. So that was extremely interesting. And amazingly, nearly two decades later, here I am still, and here we are.
I think some of the Stranglers fans didn't really take to Paul Roberts or John Ellis's style of guitar playing and things, which I think was a bit unfair, because I actually thought they brought new life to the band, because I thought it was getting a bit stale in the end of the Hugh Cornwell years.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Paul's absolutely superb voice.
And he's a very good showman, isn't he? I mean,
very much so. Yeah, but it did take things in another direction.
Mm.
My predecessor on guitar, good guitar player. Don't know if he was a Stranglers guitar player, but he was a really good guitar player. Very accomplished.
Yeah, very technically very good.
I know all the stories about what happened and how come he left and everything. But I mean, all I wanted to do really was inject a bit of energy into it, try and be true to the records that I loved as a kid, and also to put my own stamp on it, you know, without sort of blurring the lines too much.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
I think we achieved that. And then 2006, when Paul left, we had a bit of a dilemma as to what do we do? Do we get another singer and keep as a five-piece, or do we try it ourselves? And it paid off. Here we are 11, 12 years later, apart from Jet, of course, with still the same ethos.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think going back to the four-piece, the original format has really worked very well, and it's gone back to its roots, and I think most fans have really taken to you as a real Strangler, and I think it's testament to the way you've blended with the band.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's if they have taken to me, it's been a long time coming.
Right, so, I mean, recently I took my wife to see the Legal Eagles, because she loves that sort of music, and I had a chat with the bass player afterwards and asked a similar question to this. You know, what's it like to play in a band that you followed for years beforehand, not playing with the band itself, but also playing all the music you love, and best of all, getting paid for it?
You don't pull any punches, do you? I haven't really thought in those terms for many, many years. I mean, I must admit, probably for the first couple of years, I would find myself turning around, looking across the stage and seeing who was there and thinking, Christ, you know. I was made to feel like an equal and very welcome right from the beginning. So the fact that I was playing in a band with people who I'd previously seen on TV for years and years and bought the records and everything, that didn't escape me, don't get me wrong, but as the years wore on, I'm just in the Stranglers. I never really think about the obviously it was a great honour to be chosen, but then you've got to roll your sleeves up and get out to some work. It's not all just beer and Skittles, you know. There is a lot of work to being in a band, especially a successful professional band. Many, many balls you've got to keep in the air, many things you've got to balance, and also, you know, writing, creating new music, which is exactly where I am at the moment. We're in a farmhouse in Somerset for the next 3 weeks to a month, writing and demoing new material. That's very important to us. It would be very easy to go out on the road year in, year out, and play the greatest hits. I mean, they know a thing or two about hits, but I mean, that's anathema to us. That would just be the death knell, really.
That's right. I was going to actually ask, because obviously in the recent tour, a new track, Water, was played, and I was going to ask, are there new tracks on the horizon, and will there be a new album following up from the critically acclaimed Giants that was released a few years ago now?
Yes, well, obviously, these days the record company and the business itself has changed irrevocably. I mean, it doesn't resemble what it used to. So we don't have the constraints and the time pressures that you would have had in previous years as to, you know, deadlines to get stuff recorded and get out. So basically, what we do is now we're in the luxurious position of coming together in a lovely old place, shipping some recording equipment into it, living together, JJ and I, for the next 3 or 4 weeks, and bouncing off each other and just trying to see what we can come up with. We stockpile material, and you know, only in terms of the fact that, you know, if you think of something, you think something up, you dream something up, and you know that it's got legs, but it might not necessarily be the right time to do it. You know, that's put on the back burner, but you never ever throw anything away. So we spend quite a lot of time sifting through material that we've got, deconstructing it, pulling it apart, putting it back together again in different ways, and seeing how we can work with it. I mean, I have to say it involves many late nights, quite a lot of beautiful French red wine, and acoustic guitars, and we were up until 1 and 2 this morning doing that very thing. So
sounds good to me.
All good.
Well, I mentioned Giants being critically acclaimed, and the band seemed to be going through somewhat of a renaissance in recent years. The tours have been more or less sold out. The band is in real demand in the festival circuit, and shock horror, the press are actually being nice as well, which of course wouldn't have happened in the early days. So what do you attribute that to?
I don't know. I think there comes a sort of a line in the sand where a band pass over into sort of legendary status, iconic status, if you like. The early days of the Stranglers, of course, you know, what I always refer back to when I'm asked that question is just first and simply the enduring quality of the songs. There was no one sounded like this band. No one sounds like this band and ever has. That for a start. And then of course, coupled with, 32 top 40 hits?
Something along that line?
Yeah. just the enduring quality of the music, which is still very, identifiable. Also, the fact that this band has never split up. Pretty much everybody else that I can think of from that era who may still be operating now, they all went by the wayside for years and then reformed. We've never done that. We've stayed together all that time. I mean, there's been doldrums.
Yeah.
You know, and there's been sort of very, very grey areas and down, you know, times of great sort of, well, depression, if you like, everybody, you know, but they've never thought of calling it a day. And then you kind of, you know, I won't sort of use any hoary old cliches or anything, but I mean, it, you know, it is a bit like a phoenix sort of coming out from the ashes, you know. All of a sudden, I mean, you know, I'm not sort of, I would never be as presumptuous as to say that I was solely instrumental for that, but I think new blood in any, well, let's use it, tired old kind of, you know, whether it's a football team or a management office or, you know what I mean, an office or
a
wherever.
Change as good as the rest of these.
It is. Ah, you put some fresh blood. And plus, I'm from another end of the country. I'm from the opposite end of the country to them. I mean, I don't know, just culturally, we've got a lot in common and we get on very, very well, you know, despite the sort of bad boy image and all that. I mean, there are moments where we're kind of at odds with each other. But, I mean, you put any... Yeah. people in a room for a prolonged period of time. You know what I mean? We're very happy with the place that we're in at the moment, and I don't think anybody, any of us, could have foreseen it. It just is what it is. You know?
Well, it's, after seeing the band, I think about 90 times over the last 40 years.
Well,
I must say that in recent years, the band as good as they ever were, and it's really good to see so many people coming of all ages now. It's not just bawdy old men, as you call them, and many a gig.
Well, it's quite. I mean, obviously, you know, the advent of the internet. And social media being as it is these days, I mean, it's so easy to go online and just access hundreds and hundreds of old clips, songs. You know, you can find out in a heartbeat what it's all about if you really want to. Plus, of course, the original fans are all of a certain age now, where there's children, there's grandchildren. And, you know, I've been to many people's houses over the years, and... You know, there are, a lot of them are like shrines. You go in and you know, you see pictures of yourself all over the house and all this, you know, different things. And, of course, they indoctrinate their children into it.
That's right.
And before you know where you are, as you rightly say, you know, I look out from a stage on any given night and you think to yourself, God, look at all the different sort of age groups, you know. Mm. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And it's a testament to the music.
It is indeed, yeah. So obviously the band's been going since 1974 when it's first registered. There was the 40th Ruby anniversary tour. Are there any thoughts as to what you might be doing for the 50th anniversary?
Do you know what? I really admire your optimism. I think
that's me hoping that the band's going to be going in six years' time still.
I mean,
you know?
Hey, listen, never say never. I mean, that'll put the other two lads well into their 70s. But you know, we'll have to see. I mean, to be honest with you, we're just grateful and that we're still able to do what we love, and that people are still receptive to it and responsive to it. And you know, I know the Devizes area quite well. I had a good friend lived there, so I'm no stranger to the area, and I think everybody's just looking forward to. It's a beautiful part of the world, and it'll be lovely to. I know that we've got a lot of fans down there, so it'll be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This is Concert of the Kings at All Canons on the 26th of May. So how did it come about that the band are playing at this concert?
Oh, I think, God, you'd have to ask the management. I think we were just asked. As simple as that. And obviously, it's a charity and a trust that we have all got. I mean, everybody's at somewhere in their lives have been touched by that. You know, it's something that we approve of and believe in, and we're available. We're in the area, so why the hell not?
Exactly, why not? Right, I'll go off music for the last bit now. Because obviously I know that you're from the North East and you're a football fan.
I know what you're going
to. Well, I do feel sympathy for you because being a Macam, obviously, unfortunately, Sunderland were relegated this season and my team 4 years ago were relegated from the Football League. But luckily,
who's your team?
Bristol Rovers, so we'll be playing you next season.
One of the great old British teams.
Yeah, so... will be at the Stadium of Light next year. Who would have thought that just a few years
ago? Oh, almighty, I know. And we also get to see the famous
Accrington Stanley. Who are they? Yeah.
Who are they? You've got to have milk round your mouth.
That's right. So, so I do feel sympathy for you. But do you get a chance to go up to see them at all?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I live in Yorkshire now anyway. I haven't lived in the North East for a couple of years. So I don't get up. The last time I was up there was about 3 months ago. I saw them play out a thoroughly entertaining draw with Middlesbrough. And I've got friends who've got a box up there, so we always go up and have a meal and everything, and it's always lovely. The only thing that spoils it's the football.
Nice day out, but the football spoils it.
As a Rovers supporter, you know, and I'm and as a Sunderland supporter, you know that you don't choose it. You're born with it. It's just the way it is. So it's my team, and I'll stick with them through thick and thin. In actual fact, there are so many old teams that I haven't seen before in my life. So on occasion, when I can get up north next season, I'll go and see as much of that grassroots football, I think it's called.
It's proper football, not like the Premier League.
No.
OK, well, thanks a lot, Baz. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
No problem, my friend.
I look forward to seeing you on the 26th.
OK, man, and you. Thanks ever so much.
Cheers, bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.